We left off yesterday with a machlokes lehalacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah, which is rooted in, or at least connected to, a pair of kashas that Rabbeinu Tam had on Rashi in terms of how you interpret a Gemara Megillah Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The machlokes lehalacha is in Hilchos Sefer Torah is whether or not a Sefer Torah requires sirtut. You're about to write a Sefer Torah. Do you have to first prepare the urea, the sheet of parchment with lines, with the full set of lines, or not? Rashi says yes, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam argue not only lahalacha, they argue in terms of from a parshanut perspective. How do you interpret the language of the Gemara in Megillah Tezayin Beis? Unquestionably tells us that a Megillah requires sirtut. That much is clear. Moreover, the Gemara Megillah unquestionably tells us the reason why Megillah requires sirtut, or the source for knowing the Megillah requires sirtut, is the equation of Megillas Esther to Amita Shel Torah, through the use of the phrase Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Just like whatever the original emes is requires sirtut, so to Megillas Esther requires sirtut. So that much is clear. There's no machlokas in Hilchos Megillah whether Megillah requires sirtut or not. It does. The question is, though, what's the source? Was the source Sefer Torah, or was the source mezuzah? Rashi says, Amita Shel Torah means Sefer Torah, and we're equating Megillah Esther to Sefer Torah, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Amita Shel means mezuzah. We're saying just as mezuzah requires sirtut, Megillah requires sirtut. Now, there's also no machlokas halacha about sirtut on mezuzah. I mean, there was a machlokas in the Gemara, and the Gemara is quite clear, Hilchasa, mezuzah does require sirtut. Tefillin, no. Mezuzah, yes. That was clear in the Gemara, Menachas, Lama, Beis, and Beis. The Gemara left open the question of Sefer Torah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no one ever said Sefer Torah does require sirtut. So the halacha Moshe Messiah mezuzah does, unique to mezuzah. And Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Gemara was looking for a source of sirtut for Megillah, the only source we find is mezuzah, because Sefer Torah doesn't require sirtut. That's why sirtut doesn't come up on Daf Yotes. In the Sefer and Igeres discussion, Rabbeinu Tam says, Zeluchud v'zeluchud. Daf Yotes, the first Gemara we saw yesterday, which talks about Megillah being a Sefer, and on the other hand, in Igeres, Rabbeinu Tam says, and those are the question of to what extent is it like a Sefer Torah. Sefer means it's a Sefer Torah, but Igeres means not totally like a Sefer Torah. That's why the Tefira Begidin is partial. The Sirtut, Rabbeinu Tam says, different Gemara, different Pasuk, not Sefer, but Divrei Shalom V'Emes, and the equation is not partial, but total. It's totally like Divrei Shalom V'Emes. It doesn't need three lines of Sirtut, it needs full Sirtut. Why? And Tom says, because we're not talking about Sefer Torah. We couldn't. Sefer Torah doesn't require Sirtut at all. This is a new discussion. Daf Yotes was, to what extent is Megillah like a Sefer Torah? Well, Nikra Sefer, but Nikra Sigeres. And Daf Tezayin is, to what extent is Megillah like a mezuzah? And the answer is totally, and that's why it requires Sirtut, Divrei Shalom V'Emes with no counterpasuk. So Rabbeinu Tam says, for him, everything is very straightforward. Rashi is troubling. Rashi says that both Gemaras are talking about the equation of Megillah to Sefer Torah, and as we said yesterday, fundamentally, Tosfos is presenting two kashas. Even though he presents one of them as like a partial teretz to Rashi, maybe. Fundamentally, there are two kashas on Rashi. Number one, if both of them are equations to Sefer Torah, why do we need the third term, Divrei Shalom V'Emes? Let's just bring back Sefer. Whether it's giving the same Gemara or different Gemara, but just, we already have the word Sefer that equates Megillah to Sefer Torah. What do you need Divrei Shalom V'Emes for? And if it is an equation to Sefer Torah, how come that when we, in Daf Yotes, we said, well, it's Sefer, but on the other hand, Igeres. Here we didn't say Divrei Shalom V'Emes, but on the other hand, Igeres. So is it a stira between, double stira between two Gemaras? Which word should we use to equate to Sefer Torah? And is it a full equation or a partial equation? So those are Rabbi Yonatan's kashas on Rashi. Number one, is it a full equation or a partial equation? And which term do you use, Sefer or Emes? But why do we have multiple terms to say the same thing? And it's not saying the same thing, because in one place we're cutting it down to partial, in the other case we're not. So for both reasons, the fact that two different terms and the fact that it's to two different degrees, full equation or partial, both of those differences are Raya's Terebein Tam. That in fact, they're not both about Sefer Torah. One is Sefer Torah, the other one is Mezuzah. Simple. Now the complexity is, number one, Rashi didn't say it, so we want to defend Rashi. And number two, Rabbi Yonatan and Tosafos themselves do point out that the Yerushalmi says like Rashi. What did the Yerushalmi say that was like Rashi? Because unlike the Bavli, Daf Tezayin in the days, just says, oh, by Megillah you have the Pasuk of Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, so that's like Amita Shel Torah, whatever that is, and the Yerushalmi has Pesukim on both sides of the river. By Megillah you have Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, Elahalon, and over there it says, Emes Kenei Ve'al Timkar. Seek to acquire truth and don't give it away. Don't sell it away. You can share your knowledge of Torah, but don't let go of it. Don't lose it. Now that pasuk in Mishlei, which is talking about learning Torah, learning Chachma, is clearly talking about Torah as a whole, not specifically Mezuzah. That's what Tosa says. The Rishalmi does sound like Rashi. The Divrei Yerushalmi Emes is an equation not to Mezuzah, but to Torah in general. But on the other hand, they have all these kashas. Okay. So what are we going to do with Rashi? What are we going to do with Rashi, Gensh? What are we going to do with Rashi?
What's wrong with what Tosafos said on about that they might be talking about different degrees? That one, the Sefer is just saying, the Sefer Torah and Emes is saying,
yeah, what that leaves hanging though is, but why? Well, which one is it? Is it like a Sefer Torah?
Two different things, though.
You could say. Well, what are the two different things?
One's saying it's kind of like Torah, one's saying it isn't.
Well, so maybe I should say you need full stitching with Gidim because Divrei Yerushalmi Emes. It's the beginning of an answer, but it requires more. But you're right. We could construe how we answer, how we'll ultimately answer Rashi as, let's take Tosa's idea and continue to work with it. Question?
Why can't you say that the halacha itself relates to the words being used? Meaning when we're contrasting an Igeres and the Sefer Torah, we're not talking about the Sirtut, we're talking about how do you stitch together a letter and how do you stitch together a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah, you have to stitch with you, and the letter is just stitched together so it reads. So it's the contrast between the two of them that create somewhat distinctive Yiddish. When we're using Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, in that case, it's not a contrast between Divrei Yerushalmi Emes and Divrei Igeres.
Oh, okay, so you're onto something. Good. From a language perspective, certainly Igeres and Sefer are opposites. It raises a question, though, of... Well, okay, so why don't we say Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, it requires full stitching?
It's not what we're learning out
from that word. Why don't we learn out from that word? Who told us to learn this? You know, stitching from here and stitching from there. Both you are onto something. Yes.
I don't understand why Rashi is still in trouble. Tosos himself pointed out a pretty clear Yerushalmi that holds like Rashi.
Correct.
And... Tosos is now asking those two questions against Yerushalmi?
Well, good point. Good point. Number one, very good point. Number one, I'm not sure whether Yerushalmi has a drasha of Sefer Nigeris or not. Gotta look. It may be that the Yerushalmi doesn't have that at all. In which case you say, okay, the Yerushalmi only has one drasha and it's total. Okay, so then the Yerushalmi is internally consistent. So if that's the case, Yerushalmi may be internally consistent, but the Bavli has both, so you can't give that as a pshat in the Bavli. That's number one. But you have to first check, we've got to open up a Yerushalmi and see. If Yerushalmi does have the other drasha, so then it's a little more complicated. Yerushalmi is making clear the position, but on the other hand, the kashas remain. The kashas are still good. It's a kasha. Well, you can have a kasha. They wouldn't disagree la halacha, but Tosa asks kasha on Gemara in. Every Tosa asks kashas on Gemara. Here they ask a kasha on Rashi's pshat. They don't even say, this Gemara says X, but that Gemara says Y. That's standard Tosa procedure. Tosa doesn't therefore say, I disagree with the Gemara.
Tosa gives a pshat in the Gemara.
Okay.
Because you can't fundamentally disagree with the Gemara.
Aha, here, that's right. Hey, right. His approach is not consistent with Rishalmi. I don't know. So it could be, then you have to check. You have to check and see, does Rishalmi have the Sefer Nigeris drasha or not? So if not, you're going to say, okay, so Machalkas Amoraim. That's very nice. Well, he says Yerushalmi is pshat, but don't give that as a pshat in the Bavli. Rashi is writing Parish in the Bavli. I mean, you guys are onto something. And to sharpen that, let's take a look at another Rishon who paskins like Rashi. Again, we say that Machlokes Rashi and Tosafos disagree both in terms of how you interpret the Gemara and also halacha lamasa hilchos Sefer Torah. So again, with the Rambam, as we've said in the past, it's a little more slippery to get at how the Rambam read a Gemara is all triangulation. The Rambam doesn't read Gemaras to us. So we need to read the Rambam carefully and reconstruct how did he read the Gemara. But what we can get directly in Rambam is Psak Halacha. So in terms of Machlokas, Rashi and Tosafos, does have a Torah Kar Sirtur or not? On which side does Rambam fall?
Yes.
You do require Sirtur, right? Parak Alef Halacha Yudbeis Hilchos Tefillin. He says very clearly, and let's read that inside. Rambam says very clearly, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudbeis Halacha Moshe Misinai She'ein Kosvin Sefer Torah V'lo Mezuzah Ela B'Sirtut. Halacha Moshe Misinai that you don't write Sefer Torah Mezuzah without Sirtut. But Tefillin don't need Sirtut. Why? They are Mechupin. Okay. Now, in reading this Rambam, number one tells us, okay, the Rambam is in Rashi's camp. He also noticed some interesting things. Number one, he said there's a halacha Moshe Sinai by Sefer Torah, which, by the way, the Rashi did as well, you remember, in Megillah Tezayin. He went out of his way to say, Sirtun Sefer Torah is halacha Moshe Sinai. The Bavli never seemed to have said that. The Bavli said, Mezuzah is halacha Moshe Sinai. Where did the Rambam get that from? To say you require Sirtun, that's the mashmaos of Megillah Tezayin. But since halacha Moshe Sinai, we only heard about halacha Moshe Sinai and Mezuzah. How did that expand to Sefer Torah? Problem number one. Problem number two is if indeed there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that both tefillin, both mezuzah and Sefer Torah require sirtut. I'm sorry?
How could Tosafos argue then?
With what?
If the Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut, if it's halacha Moshe Sinai.
Good question. Well, first you have to figure out where does halacha Moshe Sinai come from?
Doesn't Rashi say it?
Rashi said it. The Rambam said it. But where did they get it from? Number one. Number two, if indeed there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that both Sefer Torah and mezuzah require sirtut, then you don't have to give a, and they say, but tefillin is not an halacha Moshe Sinai. Why do I have to give a reason? L'fishei mechupin, because it's covered. What do you have a reason for? The halacha Moshe Sinai, about Sefer Torah and mezuzah, that's it. If we didn't mention tefillin, tefillin's not included. They give it a reason. Oh, the reason is, dinim that are derived from Torah Shemechsav are often dependent on Svara. Halacha Moshe Sinai is just, it is what it is. There's no halacha Moshe Sinai, so it doesn't require a sirta. Why are we rationalizing it? And again, the Rambam is not seeking to give time to cry here. This is not Mor Nebuchim, this is Mishnah Torah. So it's curious. But let's hold off for now. Let's hold off for now, and let's turn our attention to what the Rambam says about our Gemaras. Let's see how he quotes. I asked a number of you during Seder to make sure you read these Rambam's Hilchos and Megillah out loud to Chavrusa, read them out loud, translate them word for word. Because the language is critical. Perek Beis Hilchos Megillah. Halacha Tes. Ein Kosnes HaMegillah Elibit Yoel HaGvilo HaKlav Kesefer Torah. You may not write the Megillah except with Dio ink and except on Gvil or Klav parchments. Just like a Sefer Torah. You cannot use other inks. You cannot use other papers. Or improperly processed parchment. You have to use the same type of ink and parchment used for kit, say for a Torah.
You're talking about what?
Megillah. And then he says, a couple lines later, Utsricha sirtut ki Torah atzma. You need Megillah needs a sirtut like Torah atzma, like Torah itself. Then you keep going. He continues to talk about other dinim of the writing. Halach Yud Aleph. He says, "Hamegillah tricha shetei tefura kula. Megillah has to be sewn. All the sheets have to be kola oruseha megillah. So all the different sheets are sewn together to constitute a single unit of a megillah. If it's just a stack of unconnected sheets, you're not kosher. But when you do the stitching, ain't an asparas ella be gidin. It has to be stitched with gidin, ke sefer Torah, like a sefer Torah. And he goes on to say the details that the Gemara has, that it doesn't have to be all gidin, it could be just three gidin. So the Rambam, how many times did he expressly equate Megillah to sefer Torah? Three times, right? For the ink and parchment, for the sirtut, for the stitching. Notice any difference in how he did them?
Sometimes it's Torah, sometimes Torah Atzma.
Sometimes it's Kis Sefer Torah, and sometimes it's Kis Torah Atzma. Like a Sefer Torah or like Torah itself? Do you notice any pattern? When does he use Kis Sefer Torah?
When it's Sefer.
Ink and parchment and stitching. And that's when we use Sefer. When he talks about Sirtut, which you learn from the other term, from Divishon V'Emes, the term he uses is like Torah itself. That's intriguing. Oh, says the Brisker Rav, you know what's going on here? He says, yes, they're both equations to say, to Torah, but two different aspects. We could look at the physical document of a Sefer Torah, or we could look at the text of Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the text of Bereishis Shemot Vayikra Bamidbar Devar. He says, we talk about the Brisker Rav in this first piece in Hilchos Megillah. And it's just Sefer and Rambam. It doesn't start with a Rambam, this piece, but it's the first piece in Hilchos Megillah. Says the Brisker Rav, you could talk about how you, what sort of ink and paper you use and how you bind it. That's the fabrication of a physical book. Right? You're actually printing a document, a physical document, so that's going to require, that's going to involve particular paper, particular ink, particular binding. That's the way you make a Sefer Torah. But then I can also compare the text, the words of Sefer Esther to the words of Bereishis and Shemos V'Yikra V'Yidbar Devar. And the Brisker Rav suggests that the need to be misartate, that's not just a question of did you produce a kosher Megillah, did you produce a kosher Sefer Torah, but rather that's a quality of these words. These words should only be written b'sirtut. In fact, in Gittin, there is a sugya about even writing, even if you write much less than a Sefer Torah, write a handful of words may already require sirtut out of kavod for the words of Torah. They shouldn't be written in a messy way. In other words, we're looking at Sefer versus Igeres. What type of book, what type of thing are you producing? But Divrei Shel V'Emes is word, true words. Amita Shel Torah means the content, the word, Bereishis Bara Elokim, not a physical Sefer Torah. And the Brisker Rav is a gorgeous, golden Raya L'Davar. He says that Yerushalmi that the Tosfos is quoted, read one more line, and you have it in front of the Maror Mekomos. Yes, Yerushalmi says, did we compare the Megillah Divrei Shel V'Emes to Torah, Emes Kevel Timkar? L'may Nafkamina, number one, what Tosfos quoted is, Sirtut, Sirtut. But then Yerushalmi continues, Ma'azu nitli darish, avzu nitli darish. Just like you can darshan Chumash, you can darshan Esther. Now I ask you, when you darshan, when you make a Tana sits down to make a klal prato klal, yeah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, do they have to unroll a Sefer Torah? They have to look inside. You have to look inside when you do Kriyas HaTorah. You have to look inside when you darshan. Of course not. If you know the pesukim by heart, kizunta heit. Or if you have a printed chumash, kizunta heit. You can interpret chumash. You're not interpreting the Sefer Torah. You're interpreting the words of the Torah that God gave us. We write those words in a particular way, then that item becomes a Sefer Torah. But nidnali darish, if you know the psukim by heart, you can darshan from by heart too. It's not a nidnali darish is the ultimate example of something which is not a quality of a physical document, it's a quality of the text. The text of Chumash is such, Rabbeinu Shalom wrote it in such a way that every pasuk includes multiple layers of meaning. Meanings which can be derived, which can be discovered, which can be mined from the Chumash using the Midrash Hachar Dreshes Ben, Akiza Kav Chomer, Gzeira Shava, Adavar Shahaya Bechal, Vayatza, etc., to derive nuggets of meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in the text of Chumash. But it's not a property of a Sefer Torah. as reductio ad absurdum. If Rabbi Akiva made a drasha, and it turns out that Sefer Torah he was using was pasul, so now his drasha doesn't count? Of course it counts. He wasn't darshing this particular physical document, he was darshing the words of Torah. Right? So clearly, that Divrei Shalom V'Emes, we're not talking about how you make a physical Sefer Torah, we're talking about quality of the words of Bereishis Shmos V'Yikra V'Midbar, those five Svarim. And Divrei Shalom V'Emes tells me that Sefer Esther, it also has some of the properties of those five Svarim. Nitli Hidaresh, we do make drashas. We'll get to Mircham next week, and if we have a chance to work on the Sugya Mishloach Manos. We do darshan dinim drabanan, obviously, from the words of Esther. And Sirtut also, apparently, is a qual property of this text has so much significance that it's a lack of respect to write it casually without, you know, laying it out in line so it'll be aesthetically pleasing and prepared in advance. But it's a quality, Sirtut is a quality of the text of Esther, not of the physical document. Yes, when you write a Megillah, it has to be Besirtut. But it's more than merely how you make a kosher Megillah. It's these words require Sirtut. Washa Enokain, Diyo, Gevilin, Klaf, Tzvir, Begidin. There's nothing wrong with writing. It's not a lack of respect to the words to write them down in with different material, just it won't be kosher Sefer Torah or Megillah. And I'll close with this. What emerges when you take a step back is the Gloron is what you were saying before, and when as you point out, where Tosfos was leading us, right? It does. Sometimes we're making a full equation, sometimes we're making a partial equation. We do equate Megillah to Torah in two different ways. When we look at the physical document, it's only partial. It's not a full equation. When we look at, though, the quality of the text, quality of the content, it's full of Divrei Shalom V'Emes with no ifs, ands, or buts, with no hesitations or qualifications. In other words, it's not fully a Sefer, but it's fully Torah. Right? Let me rephrase that. It's fully Torah, but the Ksav part, not 100%, we write it more or less like a Sefer Torah, but not 100%. Almost as though fully Torah, but not fully Torah Shebichsav. Now, we look at a Megillah, and we see that it's not, doesn't look like a normal Sefer, it doesn't require Atzei Chaim, which is maybe to us a more visible example of the halachic reality of not requiring Tzvir Begidin. The way in which you construct a physical document, it looks more or less like a Sefer Torah, but not exactly. Almost like these din, the larger significance of the dinim that flow from this pair of drashas is fully Torah, but almost like not fully Torah Shebichsav, which is exactly the space historically that Megillah occupies, because Megillah is the very end of the period of the writing of Torah Shebichsav, it's the very end of the period of Nevuah. The creative energies of Klal Yisrael are about to shift from primarily focused on creating works of Torah Shebichsav to focusing our creative energies on continuing to develop the Torah Shebichsav. There was always Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav. There always will be Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav. But where the primary creative energies of Klal Yisrael are focused did shift as a Seder Olam, a tribute to Tana Reb Yossi, points out. Yishemesu chagizachar malachi, chagizachar malachi die near the beginning of the Bais Rishon period, Bais Sheni period. That was the end of Nevuah. Mekar ve'elach had azachol l'shmo divrei chacham. From this point on, the focus will move. We'll continue to learn Torah Shebichsav, but the focus will shift, the emphasis will shift to Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh, which corresponds to the loss of Nevuah, which corresponds to a different type of, a shift in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been niglev, no longer have direct revelation, we no longer have nisim, geluyim, which is exactly the goal of the Megillah, is to teach us how to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the nisim, geluyim. How to notice within the nisim, the starim, the patterns, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved our lives, even when it's inobvious, in a post-nes nigla, post-nevuah period, it's not fully a sefer, but it is fully a mita shel Torah. Enjoy your lunch. I'm glad to hang around for more questions.
How's that answer the Rambam?
Golden. Ketorah Atzma means. Oh, we never came back to Rabban Hilchus Tefillin. Never came back to Rabban tomorrow. Then came back to Rabban Hilchus Tefillin. It all flows from the same thing, because it's not halacha Moshmi Sinai about mezuzah. It's that Torah requires sirta. The chiddush is that Tefillin is excluded. So it's excluded because it's not, by definition, not readable. It's mechupin.